noise harassment of human rights defenders has been widely documented. From pressuring families and employees of those who speak out, to arrest and lengthy jail terms for people seeking to assemble freely, the Vietnamese government has many methods to silence dissent. But prison is often not the ultimate punishment. Behind prison walls, another ordeal begins. In this week's A Look Inside, Loa's Yang Wing has the story of young activists who have gone through hell and lived to tell the story.
On the road of life, there are times when we find ourselves at a crossroad, not knowing which path to take.
When Vietnamese youth around the world came together to record this song, the young man who wrote the lyrics was already behind bars. Paulus Lê Văn Sơn didn't know this song, titled Speak Up Now, was written using words from his blog. It was sung to raise awareness of his profile and work, work for social justice, for human rights, for territorial sovereignty, the kind of work that lands you in jail in a country like Vietnam. Sơn was 26 when he was arrested and jailed at detention center B14 in Hanoi.
In this 6-square-meter jail cell, we would eat, we would rest, we would use the bathroom. Everything was done within those 6 square meters.
For the next 4 years, his life was put on hold, his dignity suspended. In 4 years, he saw the insides of 4 different prison cells. Outside the jail walls, time moved quickly. 1,400 suns rose and set. Moons waxed and waned through dozens of cycles. His mother passed away.
Often on clear days, when there was a moon, I longed to see the moon. But I couldn't see it. I would fill a bowl with water and place it as far as I could reach, so that the moonlight could reflect on my water bowl. Then I could see just how round that moon was.
Sơn was arrested in August of 2011 in a massive crackdown on dissent that year. 17 human rights activists were swept up, all parishioners of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer and the Presbyterian Church in Nghệ An province. They were later sentenced with 3 to 13 years in jail on charges of subversion. Sơn received the harshest punishment, which was later reduced to 4 years after an appeals trial, during which he was counseled to admit wrongdoing. It was at that appeals trial when he first learned his mother had passed away 2 years earlier.
Near the appeals trial, I received the news. I was completely caught by surprise. In front of the lawyer, with the security police sitting there monitoring me, I almost fell to my knees. I could not think. I could not believe what I was just told.
Tôi không tin được vào những điều mà...
For the 17 activists and many others who have lived through political imprisonment, the government's goal to target and silence their dissent isn't completed once the prison door closes behind them.
Tôi đã bị một người tù ở cùng ấy.
A fellow inmate that night on February 1st, 2012, hit me in the face, in my eyes, for no reason at all. He told me I'm not allowed to pray. Even though I was sitting and praying silently with my eyes closed, the prisoner forbade me from praying.
Sơn was later transported to prison number 1 in Hanoi. Like the infamous Hanoi Hilton, it is also known as Hua Lo, or Fiery Furnace. His cell was far off in the back and isolated. When he stepped inside, he found 5 others, common criminals, awaiting.
Khi mà tôi mới đến nhà tù Hua Lo đó, những người tù đã ở đó chờ sẵn tôi.
When I arrived at Hua Lo, The other prisoners were already there. When I first came, they said, sit down on one foot. Yes, sit down on one foot. Then they kicked me in my face.
It was a hazing ritual. The men then forced Seung to serve them.
They made me wash their clothes. They forced me to give them massages. Everything that they needed done in the cell, I did it.
It was Seung's faith that helped him withstand the abuse.
For a long time, I endured because I thought to myself, I am a Christian. So I didn't blame them. I didn't fight them. I thought that if the Lord can serve, and if he can endure torture and be hung at the cross, that I must be able to do this as his child. And I really served.
The physical abuse was one thing. Then there were the drugs and the sexual indecencies that almost broke him.
These prisoners, they had been jailed 4 or 5 times already. How was it that, in prison, they were still allowed to shoot heroin, use methamphetamines, and other drugs? And they tried to get me to take them, many times. They even forced me to take drugs, but I refused. I didn't take them. Then, this is very awful and horrific. During the hot summer days, they would completely undress and lie there and sleep, and they did things that were truly disturbing.
The practice of housing hardcore criminals with political dissidents is a common tactic of intimidation the authorities use, says Nguyễn Văn Oai. Oai was among the group of 17 arrested, and like Seung, he was released just this August. Oai and Seung were housed together in a different prison in Vinh when they awaited their trial and official charges in January 2013. There, conditions were similarly harsh.
After 18 months in Hanoi, they brought us back to Vinh for the trial. They put us in cells with drug addicts, murderers. We were with those who were HIV positive.
Never mind the lack of legal representation or due process, Oai says he saw his lawyer one time only, right before the trial. Trương Minh Tam, a member of Con Đường Việt Nam, the Vietnam Path movement, spent a year in prison for his political expressions. He says the situation for political prisoners in Vietnam is dire. In May, he traveled to Ottawa to testify in front of the Canadian Parliament on Vietnam's treatment of prisoners of conscience.
This is the Subcommittee on International Human Rights of the Standing
Committee. Dam told the Canadian lawmakers that dissident prisoners receive rations that are spoiled, littered with garbage or gravel, and given only up to 10 liters or 2.5 gallons of water for drinking and washing. The conditions are so poor that all of them suffer from serious illnesses like skin diseases, deterioration of their bones, and diminished eyesight. Dam says inmates of the Catholic faith are further discriminated against by being denied religious reading materials and prohibited from praying or observing their rites.
That is the reason why recently there have been a lot of hunger strikes taking place. They have no other means to express their protest, so they offer their own body and their own well-being as a means of protest.
At other times, prison authorities weren't so subtle. Oai recounts guards pointing their guns inside his cell, threatening to shoot him. But Oai wasn't worried for his life. The one time he did feel pain was for his friend, Seung. In July of 2013, they were both housed together at Nam Ha prison. In an incident documented by the human rights organization Frontline Defenders, on July 18th, Seung was brutally beaten by a prison guard because Seung had failed to greet him.
At around 11 that morning, they carried him back. When they came in, I asked what happened. They said, he fell. I said, that's impossible. I immediately took off Seung's clothes and counted 17 to 18 wounds.
Oai, Seung, and two other inmates went on a hunger strike and refused to work to protest that mistreatment. In retaliation, they were placed in solitary confinement.
I was disciplined as a warning and held separately. I was in solitary confinement for a year.
Indefinite solitary confinement is prohibited prolonged solitary confinement, which is defined as longer than 15 days, so really quite short periods of time. So anything longer than 15 days is prohibited.
Dr. Sharon Shalef from the Center for Criminology at the University of Oxford says under the United Nations standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners, solitary confinement can amount to torture.
Another very important factor here is the reason for the prisoner's placement in solitary confinement. And certainly, if the reason is political or it is to silence dissent, that is certainly a form of torture which is absolutely prohibited by international law. The law is very, very clear on that.
Only a few months after Seung was so severely brutalized by its state agents, in November 2013, Hanoi signed the United Nations Convention Against Torture and ratified it the next year. For Paulus Levangseung and Nguyen Van Oai and many other political prisoners, that development went unnoticed behind bars. Yang Nguyen, Loa.
That was Yang Nguyen with Look Inside Life Behind Bars for Paulus Levangseung and Nguyen Van Oai. We have pictures of these two young men on our website. Check it out on www.loa.fm.